2 weeks later, when I joined him in Mulu, that faith had been tempered. The expedition was divided into 3 main teams. 2 of them searched for new passages in a remote area of the rainforest, while the third, called the, quote, connection team, pored over maps looking for spots where different cave systems might be linked. So far, Eva said, the pace of discovery had been slow, and the holy grail of connections, the one Frank and Cookie would later probe for, had eluded them. Eva's acknowledged disappointment, but his team still had found more than 7 miles of fresh passage, and more lay ahead. The morning after my arrival, I joined Evis and a small crew, headed for a cave called Guanacibagus, the Good Luck Cave, which holds the otherworldly Sarawak Chamber. Evis, with other British explorers, had discovered the cave and the chamber in 1981 by following a river into the side of the mountain. After climbing, pulling, and crawling upstream for hours, the cavers arrived at a still, calm place where the river vanished into the earth. The men unfurled measuring tapes and began surveying into the gloom, expecting to reach the rear wall soon.